Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Today's Gospel for the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." Now, this reading for me is always really frustrating because I struggle to see the goodness in loving someone who doesn't love me. Right? It doesn't seem worth it in a sense. Why would I make a sacrifice for someone who hasn't sacrificed anything for me? Right? We have this beautiful psalm that tells us the Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord loves us and is kind to us, even though we have been unkind to him. We become like God when we do these things. But I was struck even more so today as I was reading the first reading. And this is a passage from the book of Samuel, and the middle of this passage says, "Abishai whispered to David, 'God has delivered your enemy into your grasp this day. Let me nail him to the ground with one thrust of the spear. I will not need a second thrust.' But David said to Abishai, 'Do not harm him, for who can lay hands on the Lord's anointed and remain unpunished?" So there's definitely a deeper reality in this that God is calling us to. So there's really two points that are sticking out to me today that I'm really moved by. One is God has, in the gospel, has not yet totally like proven that faithfulness, right? He's attempted to remain in covenant with mankind for some time. Jesus is here now, and God will prove his faithfulness through his son's sacrifice. But as Jesus is teaching us about this, he even has that like humility to not point to all the things that he has done or is going to do. Like, he definitely points to the Father and talks about him being loving and kind and merciful, and that's good. But he doesn't point at all the hard work and the suffering and the sacrifices that he's about to make. He knows the plan. And he could very well say, like, "Do it because I'm going to do it, so follow me." Right? He's teaching them without pointing to himself at all, really. And then he models it for us as well. But the other thing that I'm struck with that first reading is One of the reasons we can't react in anger is because there's something holy about the thing that is happening. The invitation to enter into sacrifice and suffering, the invitation to allow sin to be part of the plan and to receive that rather than admonish it or try to strike it away, but instead to take on the suffering. There's something holy about that. So while I might get frustrated and angry that bad things are happening to me and I wonder why that person would deserve anything good, I miss the point that in it God is desiring to bring about in me a renewal and a holy life. And I desire that. And it almost separates the whole reality. And when we do that, this anger and this suffering, this pain, this sin actually becomes a beautiful part of the plan. And when we engage with suffering and when we engage with abuse and anger from others, persecution from others, when we receive that as part of the plan and respond in love instead of anger, we participate in the fulfillment of God's plan. Let us pray. Lord, help me to be patient. Help me to be kind. Help me to be loving. And in those moments, Lord, when I'm feeling attacked, in those moments where I feel like other people are being unjust to me, Lord, help me to respond with love and generosity, that I might participate in your loving plan for mankind, that one day all of us might spend eternity with you in heaven. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.